KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms for the first half of your Friday. We'll see a few breaks in the cloud cover. Temperatures lower 80s and northeast winds 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 62 for your low. We're at a high of 84 degrees on Saturday with sunshine. Chance for showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night, low of 64. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 73.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, if you build it, they will come. And by they, that's 8,000 Major League Baseball fans. The iconic cornfield in Iowa comes to life this evening as a couple of Major League Baseball teams prepare to face in the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa. It was originally scheduled last year but postponed due to the pandemic. So the Chicago White Sox and New York Yankees are set to play the first ever regular season game at the Field of Dreams, surrounded by the magical backdrop of green cornfields. Now the two teams are on deck for the historic sporting event. Both unveiled some throwback uniforms they'll be wearing. Now this is not just corn surrounding the stadium that'll be part of tonight's game. The National Corn Growers Association, an official partner of the featured game. The first pitch set for 6 o'clock tonight. And it'll be nationally televised on Fox. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making it clear he wants the Senate to finish its $3.5 trillion reconciliation package by September 15th. He said we've got a chance, a good, decent chance of passing the bill. But shortly after the Senate overcame the first hurdle in reconciliation by passing a budget resolution early on Wednesday, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia issued a strongly worded statement laying out his reservations about the spending plan. He said he has very serious concerns about the grave consequences facing West Virginians and every American family if Congress decides to spend another $3.5 trillion. He went on to say, given the current state of the economic recovery, simply irresponsible to continue spending at levels more suited to response to the Great Depression or Great Recession, not an economy that is on the verge of overheating. And Schumer can't afford to lose one single Democratic vote in a 50-50 Senate. Democrats hold a razor-thin 220 to 212 margin in the House. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly announced this week that over 40 different domestic violence and sexual assault programs across the state of Kansas, along with children's advocacy centers, will receive more than $6 million in grants to improve services for survivors of sexual assault, violence, and child abuse. KWCH News reports the 2022 State General Fund Grant Program for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault provides money for sexual and domestic violence programs in communities across the entire state. These programs are accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and provide a wide range of services, including safe shelters, crisis helpline calls, intervention, and ongoing counseling. In other news, a 69-year-old Wichita man has been sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for possession of child pornography. As Cake News reports that Thomas Schindler was arrested as a network user in possession of child pornography after he admitted to accessing and using the BitTorrent network to obtain child pornography, and police found pornographic images on his personal computer. Good American Network News.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires 3/31/21.
New census figures show that most Kansas counties lost residents over the past 10 years as the state's population concentrated more in the populous places, including the Kansas City area. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau's once-in-a-decade count of the nation's population was released on Thursday and showed that 80 of the state's 105 counties declined population since 2010. 16 of those counties saw a decrease greater than 10%. At the same time, 5 of the 10 fastest-growing counties in the state were in or close to the Kansas City area. The fastest-growing county was Pottawatomie County, where they say a booming retail development has drawn individuals to the area. In other news, another Kansas school district is reinstating mask requirements to combat the COVID-19 outbreaks, and vaccination efforts are increasing as younger patients and staffing shortages increasingly strain the Kansas hospitals. The 7-day rolling average of daily new cases in Kansas has risen over the past 2 weeks to nearly 1,600 cases per day, according to the data from Johns Hopkins University. The Manhattan-Ogden School District is the latest to implement the mask mandates. Good American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. 11 Nebraska lawmakers brought in Governor Pete Ricketts to restart the state's online COVID-19 tracking dashboard, saying that local officials are being left in the dark on important infection statistics. The group sent a letter to Ricketts this week calling for the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services to reinstate the dashboard and that all 93 counties in the state be required to report outbreak and hospital capacity. In another COVID-related story, Nebraska's biggest healthcare system said yesterday they'll require all their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 as they continue to deal with the current surge of the virus cases in the state. CHI Health, Nebraska Medicine, Methodist Health System, Bryan Health, Children's Hospital, and other several large healthcare employers issued the joint statement. And Nebraska weather finishing up this week, much nicer than the week started off. Temperatures cooler, highs only in the 80s. Mid-America Network News.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID concerns continue, although positive counts in Marshall County continue a slow decline. Now with 19, none reported as hospitalized as of Thursday. Three of these were reported vaccinated, the other 16 were not. A recent high of 32 positive cases was noted just over a week ago. Marshall County Health Department continues to offer vaccinations on Tuesdays by appointment. The Health Department and CMH continue to offer COVID tests Monday through Friday by appointment. Washington County reports 10 positive, with one currently hospitalized. Hanover Hospital announcing earlier this week they will be closed to visitors immediately due to the COVID resurgence. They will still allow outside and window visits at the Hanover Hospital. In Nemahal County, 45 positive cases include two hospitalizations, which is still nearly double the numbers of late July. Significant rainfall totals reported overnight, with much of Washington County checking in anywhere from 3 to well over 4 inches. Some parts of primarily southern Marshall County were in the 4-inch range as well. Many others did receive less, but a widespread rain event brought 3/4 inch to the KNDY studios here in Marysville.
Happy days are here again will be the theme for Axtell Days, beginning Friday night, continuing Saturday in Axtell. Friday night, the high school football team will serve a barbecue with ribs and chicken wings. They'll also offer concessions at City Park beginning at 6. Dance lessons featured at City Park Friday evening at 6:30, and the third annual cornhole tournament gets underway. The Schmitz Blitz will perform live music Friday from 8 to 11 at City Park. A 5K glow run and walk begins at 9, registration at 8 at the City Park entrance. There'll be fireworks to follow. Then Saturday, the breakfast begins at 8, the bicycle fun run at 8:30. Parade beginning at 10 a.m., check in at the Axtell City Park for 9:30. Kids activities from 11 to 1 will include games and other events. Kids pedal tractor pull also begins at 1, with bingo at the Legion from 1 to 3. A tractor country cruise starts Saturday at 2. The Axtell Fireman's Chicken and Pulled Pork Barbecue, plus homemade ice cream served at the Legion Saturday 5 until 8. And Tim Strothman entertains for a street dance beginning at 9 Saturday in Axtell. Blue Rapids Community Family Fun Night is this Saturday, August 14th, 6 until 10 p.m. on the square downtown. They'll have a pulled pork dinner with games on the square, followed by live music by Marilyn Rogers. Kids invited to bring their hoverboards, skateboards, or skates. Join the Community Family Fun Night, 6 till 10 p.m. this Saturday night in Blue Rapids. Carol E. Heidebrink, age 83, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell City Cemetery. Vance Curtis, Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Carol Heidebrink. Merle Leanne Bernasek, age 93, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday, 11 to 5, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Merle Bernasek. Donna L. Cruzy, age 81, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 2 until 3 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Donna Cruzy.
Up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit bluevalley.net today.
The Nemaha County Fair is just around the corner, and Lifetime Vision Center encourages everyone to come on out and explore the 4-H exhibits the kids have worked so hard on. From Drs. Wright, Crotty, and Peter at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City, excellence in eye care.
It's Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun tonight, Friday the 13th. The annual Ladies' Night Squirrel Crawl is sponsored by Marysville Chamber and Main Street and features shopping, cocktails, food, and fun all down Broadway from 4:30 to 9. The 13 stops along the Squirrel Crawl will have lots of exciting activities. Retailers will have new arrivals to showcase VIP shopping and, of course, delicious food and drink. It all starts at 4:30 with a party at the end from 8 until 9.
Hi, this is Kate Tomer with Marysville Chamber in Main Street, and we just wanted to welcome you to Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun, and happy Friday the 13th. There's a lot of great deals tonight, and we hope you enjoy shopping local. There are 13 stops along the way, and you stop in every business, you get a chance to be entered in for our two giveaways. The businesses are going to be offering door prizes, games, refreshments, and snacks. A lot of great discounts tonight, so make sure you take advantage of them. Welcome, Squirrels. We're happy to have you.
Hi, friends. Lori at the Garden of Eden here. We're looking forward to you guys coming out tonight, drinking drinks with us. We're going to be making our famous Bulldogs. We also have some watermelon wine for those special ladies. Lots of games going on, lots of savings. We're going to take 50% off candles, jewelry, other items. Haven't really decided yet. Might even change my mind as the night goes on. Come out. It's a good time, ladies. You don't want to miss it. It's the best night in Marysville.
Hey, this is Lori at the Wagon Wheel. We're getting really excited for Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun. We will end here at the Wagon Wheel. We'll have a DJ. I'll have a couple drink specials. We'll have some different beer options, some snack food set up for you in the back room. So we can't wait to see everybody.
Presented by the Marysville Chamber and Main Street. It's Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun. If you haven't gotten your ticket yet, you can still pick one up at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office at the corner of 10th and Center Streets.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see those showers and thunderstorms gradually move to the east-southeast, move out of the area early today. We are expecting quiet conditions as we head into your upcoming weekend. Cooler temperatures are on the way for the upcoming weekend. We are expecting highs to be in the 80s. We'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms on and off through the upcoming weekend. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the lower 80s. We'll see more sunshine, but showers and thunderstorms early today. Partly cloudy tonight, 62 for your low with calm winds. Lots of sunshine on Saturday. We're at 84 degrees for your high. Chance for showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Still plenty of sunshine, low 80s. Low 80s again on Monday. Sunshine continuing. Showers return late Monday night. I'm meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Average high temperature mid-August, 90, record high on this date, 116. The average low, 67, the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:26, sunrise in the morning at 6:39. We received 3/4 inch of rain overnight at the studios.
It's a tendency shared by about 12% of us, which used to be considered a character flaw. The Sinister details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new 2-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 13th, the 225th day of the year. Wild West sharpshooter Annie Oakley and filmmaker Alfred Hitchcock were born on this day, and it's International Left-Handers Day, meant to dispel myths and misconceptions about being left-handed. Southpaws have certainly come a long way since earlier times when being left-handed was considered a bad habit and children were often punished for it. Even language conveyed superstition about lefties. The Latin word for left is sinister and the French word is gauche, meaning awkward or clumsy. We don't know exactly what determines left-handedness, but whatever it is, seems to make for good politicians. 5 of our last 8 presidents have been left-handed. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports for your Friday. Baseball, the Kansas City Royals with a day off yesterday. The Wichita Wind Surge snapped their 5-game win streak last night with an 11-6 defeat by the Tulsa Drillers. The Surge got out to another hot start by scoring 3 runs in the top of the 2nd inning for an early 3-0 lead, but they couldn't hold on. Wichita will play game 4 of the series against the Tulsa Drillers tonight. First pitch from Oklahoma set for 7:05. As aforementioned, the Kansas City Royals with a day off yesterday. They'll begin a series with the St. Louis Cardinals. First pitch this evening is set for 7:10. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs in action tomorrow. Yes, you heard me right. The first preseason game takes place tomorrow with the Kansas City Chiefs pitted against the San Francisco 49ers. That game will be played in California. Kickoff time tomorrow night is set for 7:30. Friday, Kansas Sports, here on the Mid-America Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty at 4.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires 8/31/21.
Build it and they will come. An actor and some athletes took their cue from a hit movie last night on a baseball diamond in the Midwest. CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez has the story.
Baseball or Hollywood? It was a little of both in Dyersville, Iowa last night when Kevin Costner emerged from a cornfield onto MLB's new Field of Dreams, followed by Yankees and White Sox players. Crowd dazzled by the recreation of the hit 1989 movie, and the show didn't stop there. Players launched ball after ball into the tall Iowa corn, and in the end,
Anderson hits it in the air to right, back at the wall, and the White Sox win.
The call and the fireworks on Fox as Chicago beat New York 9-8. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And it was not an inexpensive game to attend, with ticket prices at $1,400. Mid-America Network Sports.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Like new, priced right, the Nordish Motor Company has on trade a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2019 Buick Enclave Essence, a 2017 Chevy Equinox, and priced right, a 2014 Chevy Captiva Sport and 2014 Chevy Traverse. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit CopelandInsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com. Aggressive, invasive, noxious, or weedy. What do all these terms mean? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These words are often used interchangeably, but knowing the difference may help reduce your workload and improve the environment. Weed usually refers to a plant out of place. This could be a dandelion in the lawn or a coneflower that's seeded into the middle of your daylilies. Aggressive plants are bullies that crowd out their timid neighbors. They'll take over the entire garden bed if left unchecked. Invasive plants do the same, but also leave the garden and invade our natural ecosystems. They crowd out native plants that birds, insects, and wildlife depend upon. Do not purchase and consider removing invasive plants from your landscape. Noxious weeds are plants that have been identified as harmful to people, animals, crops, livestock, and the environment and should be removed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just Float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Many of us played the game of baseball as a kid. Perhaps you had a baseball hero. For me, it was George Brett of the Kansas City Royals. Now imagine you were a very important part of your baseball hero's career, yet the two of you had never met, and that pro player didn't even know you were helping them achieve greatness. How could that be true? It's the case for Kyle Crispo. You'll enjoy his story, and it's next on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Kyle Crispell is head bat maker for the Cooperstown Bat Company in Hartwick, New York.
All the major league bats you see played on national TV, those are all made on this machine. Regardless of who that player is, what team they're on, it's made on this machine.
Many professional baseball players use bats from this company, and all of their bats are turned from this machine that Kyle operates.
I could trust this machine. I know this machine like the back of my hand. I've been working with this machine one-on-one for a couple of years now.
On occasion, some of the major leaguers show up at the factory to watch the process.
Usually when the major leaguers do come in, we either do it after hours or on the weekends. That way they can have a sense of normalcy in their life. We'll give them the tour. I would treat them like a normal person. I mean, would I be freaking out on the inside? Yes. Not gonna lie.
Kyle loves baseball and he enjoys making bats for players from all teams. But like most of us, he does have a favorite team.
I'm a Red Sox fan. Always have been, always will be. There's nothing's gonna change that. In 2018, I made a few bats or Christian Vasquez, who just happens to be the catcher for the Red Sox.
And it was that 2018 season that saw the Red Sox win the World Series.
I turned a couple bats for Vasquez on this machine, sent them to Vasquez, and I watched him on TV use the bat that I made on this machine and hit a home run with it. That there was it. I couldn't ask for anything more than that.
It's a unique job that has Kyle turning bats to turn hits and home runs for major leaguers, all from this machine in rural New York State. Traveling the countryside in Hartwick, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
The annual Beatty Model Festival is Saturday, August 21st. The fun begins Friday night with the Petting Zoo and Kitty Carnival, which continues Saturday, co-ed softball, and a glow run at 9 Friday, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival includes a truck show, Milo and Corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, an antique tractor pull, bike races, and greased pig contest. Plus, this year, food trucks will be featured beginning at 3, with concessions, a beer garden, and more. Mark the Beatty Milo Festival next weekend, August 20th and 21st.
Horses aren't susceptible to many ear problems, but they can crop up. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep an eye out for signs of ticks, mites, and other vermin that can bug your horse's ears as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Uses its ears to express itself. Their position can tell you a lot about the horse's mood. But if he shakes his head, won't let you put the bridle on, and doesn't like his ears messed with, something might be irritating the insides of those ears. Kathy Anderson is an extension horse specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says if the horse will let you, gently look into the ear to see what's bugging him.
If they've gotten ticks, you might be able to see them. There's various different kinds of ticks or mites or gnats and stuff that can start to irritate them. So you'll notice maybe some scabbiness up there in their ears, some matting, and some of those types of things are probably the most common things that you'll first see.
For the most part, a horse's ears are self-cleaning. But Anderson says if you need to get rid of the insects and gunk inside, wipe them out with a cloth sprayed with fly spray. If it's a bad infection or the horse won't let you touch its ears, you should probably call your vet.
They can come out and they can kind of mildly sedate the horse and do a little bit better job of cleaning things up inside that ear. Sometimes also they'll go ahead and deworm them because with whatever might be irritating or going on, the basic dewormer can help clean up some of the mites and clean up some of the things that might be in there causing the irritation of that horse's ears.
Horses that have a severe reaction to insect bites might also need an oral anti-inflammatory treatment. Anderson says the fuzzy hair inside the horse's ear is a natural defense to keep bugs from going internal and should be left alone. Some people clip out the hair if they're going to show the horse, and in that case, she recommends preventing problems by wiping out the ears with fly spray on a cloth. Learn more about caring for your equine's ears at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Forget him and wind away. Still, he does love me, left astray. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. Back to his dear loving arms. Would I free when I remember? That Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he loves me. Jesus loves me, loves me. Oh, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
If you've ever repainted a room in your house, then you know there are many steps to the process. Between getting supplies, taping off borders, and patching up any holes, a lot goes into the project before the actual painting begins. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Repainting a room has some similarities to preparing for retirement. Several steps need to be taken before you reach that phase of life. So first consider how God's purpose for your life will inform your retirement plans. Then think about if you want to retire completely, spend time giving back to your community, will you continue to work part-time, or maybe you're considering moving to a new part of the country once you retire. Whatever your goals are, it's important to have a plan, and it is never too early to start preparing for your later years. And if leaving a legacy is important to you, don't forget to include charitable giving in your overall retirement strategy. So just like a paint job, consider all the steps that need to go into planning for retirement. This way, you'll live with more purpose and meaning today and tomorrow.
Masks were a good idea in many on-farm environments long before the pandemic. I'll explain on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Safety-conscious farmers know that wearing proper gear helps protect the lungs from airborne dust and chemicals. Linda Emanuel is a community health nurse with the AgriSafe Network.
When we talk about dust in agriculture, it's not so much the dust you can see. I know it's a nuisance and annoying and may make you cough and sneeze, but the dust that makes us sick is irrespirable dust.
Emanuel says grain handling is a common dust generator.
And in these grain bins, you're going to find, of course, possibly mold, bacteria, insect parts, rodent feces, nasty things that you can suck down into your lungs. We talk about livestock barns. There's plenty of mold in there, within the hay, within the manure. When you start scooping and start moving that, that's when that dust swirls and it increases your chance of pulling that down into your lungs.
Don't rely on a bandana. Use approved protective gear. And, says Emanuel, there's welding, too.
And that is something that a lot of farmers and ranchers don't think about. They know to protect their eyes when they're welding. However, they forget to protect their lungs. If you look down on the floor when a farmer is done welding, you'll see a lot of black sediment. And that is thick stuff that can also float and get underneath that welding mask and make you sick.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. The Advancing Women Conference, a virtual event scheduled this November, offers all women in agriculture a chance to network and learn new ideas. Iris Meck, Glacier Farm Media Director of Conferences, says the event is a leadership conference created for every woman who is passionate about agriculture and food.
The Advancing Women Conference is a leadership conference for women in agriculture. So our main focus is helping women build confidence in all of their leadership skills so that they can progress to really live the life that they want to live.
While based in Canada, MEC says women from around the world can attend.
That's right. For Advancing Women Conference Virtual 2021, women can attend from anywhere in the world. It's a great opportunity being that there's no travel, no hotel accommodations. Everyone is welcome to register and attend.
The conference started in 2014 and offers a variety of content.
What you can expect from the conference is hearing a great lineup of speakers. businesswomen, women that run operations and are entrepreneurs in the industry, to specialists in topics like leadership skills, mental and physical health, financial management. It's also a great way to interact with a broad range of women in the ag sector, whether you're a university and college student, farmer, rancher, entrepreneur in ag and food, or corporate agribusiness. It's a great way to meet women all across the sector.
Registration for the conference is now available online.
The conference is being held on November 22nd and 23rd of 2021, and anybody can go to advancingwomenconference.ca and registered online.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, there is so much bipartisan support for legislation to protect U.S. exporters from shipping abuses that Representative John Garamendi of California says he doesn't expect any major obstacles to getting it enacted into law. Now, one possible legislative vehicle for the Ocean Shipping Reform Act of 2021 will be the reauthorization for the U.S. Coast Guard. Garamendi introduced the bill Tuesday with Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, pointed to a recent letter sent by more than 100 Democrats and Republicans to the Federal Maritime Commission expressing concern about ships returning to China with empty containers instead of packed with U.S. rice, pork, almonds, and wine. The bill would stop shipping companies from denying U.S. exporters the ability to get the commodities into containers then on overseas vessels, as well as protect against excessive port fees. President Biden yesterday announced his pick for two more deputies of the U.S. Trade Representative, but neither of the positions are the top ag negotiator, a position that U.S. ag groups are urging him to fill. Maria Pagan was named deputy for the World Trade Organization affairs in Geneva. Christopher Wilson, chosen to be the agency's chief innovator and intellectual property negotiator. The upcoming expiration of the price reporting law for livestock is expected to be met with another short-term extension rather than the five-year authorization, industry officials are saying. The issue has been top of the mind for several organizations and members of Congress, but especially given the recent price volatility in the beef sector. The Tanner Beyer, the lobbyist for the National Cattlemen and Beef Association, says the likelihood of a five-year reauthorization is pretty much slim to none. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Professional Barber Stylist salutes the men and women who choose to put others ahead of themselves every day. Being a firefighter requires courage, commitment, and sacrifices many never realize. So take time to thank a firefighter for the job that they do. Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice.
Mowing the pasture is a beneficial practice in forage management. It helps control weeds and maintains forage quality for livestock on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
No matter what species of grasses are in your pasture, they will benefit from mowing. Dan Undersander is an extension forage specialist at the University of Wisconsin. He says there are two main reasons to mow your pasture. One is to control weeds.
We would try to mow just a little bit ahead of flowering of the weeds because we don't want the weeds to produce more seed. For example, we can certainly reduce thistle. We need to know whether it's a perennial or a biennial types. But we can reduce each by mowing them just at when the buds are forming before they flower.
He says when you let weeds get a bit of height and then mow them, you're reducing the root reserves. This gradually causes the weeds to thin out or even die out in the pasture. The second reason for mowing is for the benefit of livestock. Grass needs to be cut as it's producing seed heads.
What we are concerned about is that when those grasses head out, they produce stems. As they dry, if there's a lot of stems, then the cattle may not want to put their nose down in there and get poked, and that may reduce their consumption of the next regrowth of that pasture.
Undersander says cool season grasses in the northern part of the country grow a stalk and head out once per year. Whether or not it's mowed, the grass grows only leaves for the rest of the year. Warm season grasses in the south head out repeatedly during the summer. But wherever you are, don't mow it too short. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about mowing the pasture at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers. A very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, after a positive start, and mostly through the day, things have been positive for corn, but starting to erode now. Soybeans are very strong. Kansas City wheat seeing a bit of erosion, too. September KC wheat still up 6 at 744 and 3 quarters. December's up 6 and a half at 757 and a quarter. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat looking at double-digit gains still. September corn is down a quarter cent now at 566 and 3 quarters. December's down 1 at 572 and a quarter. So mixed numbers, but mostly lower in the back months. Corn is beginning to give way just a little bit. Soybeans still holding on to some very nice gains. September beans up 21 and 3 quarters at 1368 and 3 quarters. November up 22 at 1362 and 3 quarters. So some positives for soybeans. Soybean meal is up. September soybean meal is up 320 at 358.40. October up 290 at 357.70. And soy oil is doing well. September bean oil is up 122 points at 63.47. October up 142 at 63.14. So things are all in all looking pretty good in the soybean complex. And as we take a look at a couple of other issues, canola is doing well. November canola is up 14.30 at 897.70, and cotton is having a good day. October cotton is at 95.50. That's up 173. December cotton is at 94.52. That's up 120 points. So a big day for cotton so far. In the livestock complex, mixed numbers there. October live cattle down 27 at 128.22. December down a nickel at 133.90. September feeders up a dime now at 163.65. October up 65 at 166.27. So feeder cattle are doing better. Hogs are trying to rally. October hogs unchanged, 86.47. December up a nickel, 79.95. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ogallala Livestock, Monday, August the 16th, selling nearly 10,000 head of yearling steers and heifers off the grass in Cheyenne, Wyoming on Western Video Market. The consigners include Jacobson, AgriVest Incorporated, Mitchell Ranch, Barner, Kelly Ranch, Liberty Farms, Roundtree Livestock, Maryhugh Ranch, Lau Cattle Company, Connell Ranch, Day Land and Cattle, KC Ranch Loading Incorporated, ZX Bar, Haythorn Land and Cattle, The Vineyards, Peterson Family, The Larsons, Whitewater Incorporated, Vivian Cattle Company, The Burgesses, Paulus Ranch Partnership, The Dubses, Sutton Ranch, and Weather Farms. The sale will broadcast live on Dish Network 998. You can preview and watch at WVMCattle.com. The sale will start at 8:15 Mountain on both days. That's August 16th and 17th. Ogallala Livestock selling 13,000.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
KNDY.
And split my body down from head to toe. Them
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.